coalition's not only fighting the Labor Party in the campaign, it's also fending off challenges from Teal independents in some of its blue ribbon seats. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg's Melbourne electorate of Kooyong's one of them. Another is the Perth seat of Curtin, once held by the former Foreign Minister Julie Bishop. Our reporter Isabel Massali has been speaking with voters there.
Poking out of Perth's Swan River is a bronze sculpture of a woman named Eliza that locals love to dress up for special occasions or sporting teams. Today she's wearing a Teal T-shirt, just one example of a flood of campaign material in the seat of Curtin, urging voters to choose independent Kate Chaney.
I'll probably vote for Kate Chaney. I'm disillusioned with the major parties and I'm sick and tired of their continual grip on hanging on to power and lying and abuse.
That's Steve McCarthy, a local sports club manager. I caught up with him at Cottesloe Beach, one area of this affluent coastal seat.
I think a hung parliament might be a good thing because at least it gives the independents a bit of cred when, with regards to a whichever major party governs, with getting some things done for the people as opposed to getting things done that make politicians look good.
And how do you typically vote?
Used to be Liberal years ago, and in the last couple of elections I've probably been Labor. Yeah.
His wife Kathleen wants political change, but she's still making up her mind.
Well, it's a toss-up, I suppose, between Kate and Labor, a party that can listen to people and to come through with what they're saying. And so environmental issues and diversity issues and women's issues.
Independent Kate Chaney is running on a platform of climate change action and support for a federal anti-corruption body. The corporate lawyer comes from a family of Liberal politicians and she's well known locally. The seat of Curtin is held by Liberal Celia Hammond on a margin of nearly 14%. It's only been held once by an independent in the late 90s. Otherwise, it's always been in Liberal hands, and this stay-at-home dad wants it to stay that way.
Economic management is key. Somewhat cliched, but it could be somewhat of a gamble to try an alternative government.
But he concedes it may be a tough race.
Julie Bishop's departure has those were big shoes to fill, and not surprisingly, I think the lack of profile compared to Julie Bishop has hurt the Liberal incumbent. But look, I don't see much evidence of local parliamentarians in local issues to a certain extent. You know, I tend to look at more the national scene rather than the local.
Curtin voter Keith Grew, Isabel Massali reporting there.